comrades, it's time for the Thursday edition of Freedom Frenzy. And I'm just going to kind of step out of the way because my dear friend, Jenny Hodges, as you probably recall, went into the mouth, into the very mouth of the beast yesterday. And I think she's got a very interesting report to give you. And you know, this is going to, it's almost going to be like a continuing saga, isn't it, Jenny?
Insanely continuing saga, Jerry. My my children and I had been discussing this case, and at first they all wanted to come with me to check it out and see how, you know, it's going to go. And then I thought, well, golly, I don't want to go in there and let the court know that I have six kids because that could lead to negative things. And so I decided not to take them all and went with Charles. Charles really wanted to come. So Charles is my 9-year-old. He's very serious, plans to be a family doctor when he grows up. Kind of nerdy. So we go down to the courthouse, and we're sitting by the room where the jurors are going in because I want to be sure to smile and say hi to everybody. And then we're sitting there alone in the hallway, and we've got about 5 minutes before we have to go into the other courtroom. And Charles goes, "Mom, are you nervous?" And I said, "No, I'm really excited. Are you nervous?" And he goes, "No, I'm really excited too." So then we go into the courtroom and sit down. And the prosecutor from last time, as soon as he came in the courtroom, he saw me, you know, and said hi. And I said hi back, like we're going to go have a beer or something. And then he passed me off to another prosecutor that I had never seen before. And she was in crutches, had crutches, and had broken her foot or something. So he takes me to the back to talk to her. And Charles is with me. And she says, "Okay, so you got your motion of discovery satisfied, right?" And I said, "Yeah, you guys admitted you have no case against me and you have no evidence. So I absolutely got the paper. I appreciate that." And she was very nervous and shaking and just really worried. And I said, "I filed a motion for dismissal because you have no case." And she kind of mumbled. She didn't really look me in the eye. And she goes, "Well, the cop is here. That's not going to be, you know, we're not going to be okay with dismissing," or whatever. She kind of mumbled. She didn't really give me a clear thought. And I said, "That's fine. I'm totally ready to go to trial. I'm looking forward to it." And she goes, "So I don't guess you want to make some kind of a deal?" I said, "No, why would I want to make a deal?" And she said, "Okay, that's fine. Do you have any questions?" And I said, "No, I don't have any questions. I'm going to go put some more quarters in the meter. And I'm the oldest case, so I'm going to be heard today. I'm real excited about that." And we hopped up and walked out. And Charles said, "Mom, why do you think she was so nervous?" And I thought, because I was beginning to think maybe I was imagining things, because every prosecutor I have sat in that little room, and now she's the third one, they act very nervous and tense about everything. I can't figure it out. And I said, "I don't know, Charles. I don't know what the deal is." So we went and put more quarters in the meter and then came back up. And I went into the courtroom, and that prosecutor had approached the bench and was talking to the judge. And I heard my name. And so I was all ears perked up, and Charles was trying to whisper to me about something. I was like, "Shh." Well, the judge calls me up, and I'm thinking they must be dismissing my case, which is going to be anticlimactic. And she said, "We noticed you have a child with you." And I said, "Yeah? So what?" "Well, this could be a very long hearing." And I said, "Okay, that's fine." "Well, we're worried that he's going to be alone in the courtroom." And I said, "He's not going to be alone in the courtroom. I'm right here." "Well, weird people come to this courtroom, and maybe you're going to be distracted by him. We don't want you distracted. Is there somebody who can come and get him?" And I said, "No, there's nobody who can come and get him. And he's here to see the court case. He wanted to watch the trial." And the judge said, "Well, obviously, he's very well behaved." And I said, "He's not going to be a problem. And if it's that big of a deal, he can just come sit next to me at the defendant table." And she's like, "Well, that's clearly forbidden by the court." So I know we're going to cut away to a break here.
Well, they didn't have this in the rules of the court, did they?
And I pointed that out. I said, "There's nothing in the rules of the court about this. So I'll tell you what happened when we come back. This is Freedom Frenzy. Stay tuned."
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're coming back.
Here we are. Well, why don't you crank it up again, dear, and finish the story?
Yeah, so I pointed out to the judge, and she was a very nice judge. I really wanted her to be in the court when I was having my case heard by the jury. And the prosecutor's sitting there, just a nervous wreck. And this judge was probably between 35 and 40. She looked about my age. I'm 35. And just very astute and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I said, the rules of the court say nothing about children. And she goes, I know, but really, I'm here to tell you, I know he's really well behaved, but there's some creepy guys. And they will just come into this courtroom, and what if they sat next to your son and did something, you know, and you'd be distracted? So anyway, I said, fine. They bumped up my court case without a motion of continuance being offered by either side. And I'm supposed to get in the mail when my new court date is. And this makes all three, they're going to probably find some new prosecutor to deal with my case, because those three that already know me don't want to deal with me. And I'm like,
and we'll leave it to the listener's imagination as to why that might be, right?
I have no idea, Jerry. I'm not intimidating. I go in there with a happy countenance.
Well, you are an anomaly, dear. How many people push the matter as far as you've pushed it? And they probably are, you know, like, what did you tell me yesterday? These people are just the cashiers in the local legal system.
Oh, yeah. I said prosecutors at the county courthouse are basically the cashiers of the legal department.
And they've passed your barcode by the scanner and it didn't read.
Yeah, they do not know law. These people have no clue about law. Oh, well, that was another thing I pointed out to her. I said, yeah, and I also filed a complaint against you because you did not satisfy the rules of the court and the order of the judge by providing me with that data 10 days prior to my court hearing. So you guys are in violation of a court order. And she was very pleased to hear that.
And she wouldn't establish eye contact with you the whole time, right?
No, she glanced at my eyes once. And, of course, you know how I am. I stare into your eyes until the entire exchange is over. I don't care if I'm buying a cup of coffee from you. And she was very nervous. And I thought, I must be imagining something. Maybe I'm an egotist and I just imagine everyone's in fear of me. Mm-hmm. But then when we left the room and Charles was like, Mom, what was she so nervous about? I started laughing. I said, I don't know, Charles, but these prosecutors have all been like that, very nervous with me. And I said, that's all right. They want to keep pushing off my case. I'll grin and wait for it.
Well, I guess the outside possibility is that one of these days it'll just kind of fall into the cracks and you may never receive any more correspondence from them, huh?
Anything's possible. I don't know.
But that wouldn't be very satisfying, would it, dear?
I want to go in front of the jury. I really want to. And I didn't bring up the fact that I'd filed for a motion of dismissal with the judge. And probably I didn't really think of it, but I don't want a dismissal. I want to go to trial.
Well, dismissal would be the full outcome of justice. They didn't have a legitimate case against you anyway.
I agree, Jared. Dismissal is the just right thing to do. And in fact, if the case is dismissed, I will then file some sort of, I'm going to do some research to file something against Officer Ignall for coming after me with no due cause. And also, I do have to address the situation with Don Fields, the head of the Open Records Office at the Austin Police Department, and his total ignoring my request, my open records request. But the Austin Police Department is a horrific sort of thing. They're hosting their second Guns for Groceries buyback program this Saturday, Jerry.
Bless their heart.
The goal of the program is to take guns off the streets in exchange for grocery gift cards. So they have got $30,000 worth of grocery cards. And
put the money up for that.
Exactly. That's what I'm wondering. And the APD takes the guns, gives the grocery cards, and then destroys the firearms. So there's some local activists who are offering their own Guns for Cash counter program. And the activists will be at a Baptist church, the Meadow Baptist Church, at 6905 South I-35 from 9 to 1 p.m., to offer those trading in their working firearms a cash option. And instead of destroying the firearms like APD plans to do, the Austin activists will be giving some of them to local Texans in need.
Oh, well, the way you said that originally, I thought maybe it was a way to go get the card and then go over to the other place and maybe get a weapons upgrade.
Hey, that's a great idea! I'm going to recommend that to John Bush, the local Austin activist who is doing the Gun for Groceries event.
I don't know. You might run afoul of a little bit of ATF rigmarole that you would have to enter into.
I don't know, Jerry. But the Austin Police Department, they're just arrogant, think they're above the law. And when I came back to my car, I always park in this same little the same little area that I really like, and all the homeless people hang out right where I park. And I really like homeless people. They've always got the scoop on a town. And these were real homeless people. Some of them are real purdied up, who sit on the corner and ask for money, and they're not, it's like a business or something. But these guys were like, so did you win your case? Did you win your case? And I said, no, they keep pushing my case off. They don't want to face me, I guess, in front of the jury. I was all excited, too. And one of the guys goes, man, there's nothing as corrupt as the Austin Police Department. I started laughing. I said, I know that's right. And so anyway, it was fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It was anticlimactic, though. Charles and I were really bummed on the way home. Charles was angry. He said, Mom, I just felt like bursting out laughing. That's the most idiotic logic I've ever heard. Why would I misbehave in the courtroom when I want to be here and I don't want to miss what's being said? You know, and he was very indignant. And I said, well, Charles, have you looked around? Most kids your age act like fools. And he goes, well, that's true.
No, they act like kids.
No, I don't accept that theory at all, because kids, the way kids act today, that's not acting like kids. They do act like fools. They're just no attention span, screaming, fighting, fussing for their way. Some of these kids that I hear in the grocery store, I mean old kids, like six, crying uncontrollably because they can't have candy or something.
Mm-hmm.
One lady once asked me, she goes, "Your children are so well behaved, and I just saw you tell one of them no, they couldn't have something, and they didn't even cry or anything. They just accepted it. What's the secret?" And I looked at her and I said, "They don't want to die." And she did not know what to do with that.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about being willing to light up that hind end when they step out of line. <isn't there?
laughs> I'm sorry, I'm bigger, and they came to live with me. So, yeah, there's certain things I'm not going to put up with. But anyway, that's the scoop. I'm sorry for it to be anticlimactic, and I'm sure that my court date is now a month off.
Okay. Well, you're going to keep us informed, right?
Absolutely, Jerry.
Okay. Yeah, and it'll ultimately be another time when we're going to have to do a T-Berry shuffle or something for the program. Well, hey, I've got an interesting little item here, dear, that points out that we might have some Freedom Frenzy listeners up in the Seattle, Washington area. And, you know, when you've talked about the TSA in the past, you've talked about how to deal with them in public and make their lives a little bit miserable, kind of an extension of the way we should be treating our representative government.
You mean when I said to strip down to your skivvies?
No. I'm talking about when you meet them in the grocery store. And how you should approach them.
Yeah.
Well, a restaurant up in Seattle has taken your advice to heart. And I'll just read the news story. Seattle area restaurant refuses to serve TSA agents.
Yes.
Set up with what he views as crappy treatment from the TSA. The owner of a restaurant near Seattle-Tacoma International Airport has decided to put all TSA agents on his no-eat list. An unnamed employee said, "We have posted signs on our doors basically saying that they aren't allowed to come into our business. We have the right to refuse service to anyone." She added that whenever a TSA agent attempts to dine at the restaurant, we all turn our backs and completely ignore them and tell them to leave. Their kind aren't welcome in our establishment. So I thought that would buoy your spirits today, maybe make up a little bit for your non-adjudication situation from yesterday.
Jerry, that's awesome. Now that is something we need to promote. That, you know, shops will not serve any, you know, government, TSA agents, cops, judges, legislators. We really need to take this to the next degree. Golly, now I got to...
Well, that would cut down all the traffic at the donut shops, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, now I got to open a restaurant just to have some fun with this, Jerry. That's fantastic. Where did you see that story?
I think it was actually on, I think it was on Cryptagon.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you know, yesterday when I was going through the security, because we're not under equal protection under the law, and so when you go to the county courthouse where justice is not seen, they're afraid of the citizens because people who don't experience justice get violent.
Mm-hmm.
All of that to say, I went into the courthouse and went through the security check. And the day before, I went through the security check with a pocket knife in my purse. And they, the same two guys, you know, with the little scanner, let me on through. And so yesterday, I go through and the guy looking behind the computer screen says, "Oh, we need to check that purse." And so, you know, I'm coming on through and I'm like, "Oh, brother." And so the other cop is digging in my purse. There's not that much in my purse. It took him forever to locate the pocket knife. And I said, "You know,
have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping."
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Ginny's really not very bruised from stepping off that cliff. I sent out an e-blast yesterday evening. Actually, I think I accidentally sent it out twice to some of you about our guest who's going to be with us in about 10-15 minutes, Miss Linda Runyon, the author of The Essential Wild Food Survival Guide. I think that that's going to be an interesting program, and it's really not along the lines of something that we would typically do here on Freedom Frenzy, but you know, we've talked about food security and survival and being prepared, and so I think the information that Miss Runyon's going to bring to the table today is at least a functional adjunct to some of the conversations that we held, that we've held in the past. And this would be an opportunity to make sure that anybody else in your circle that you think might benefit from that information, you should maybe go offline and give them an opportunity to tune in today too. Because, like I said in the bottom of the e-blast that I sent out yesterday evening, you ought to share this show information with anybody that eats. All right, dear. Did you have an item today, or do we want to take Tom in Brooklyn as before we go to our last break before the our guest comes on today?
Yeah, I think it would be good to take Tom. Hey, Tom, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hi, sweetie. I love the subject matter this morning. I was laughing hysterically because yesterday I put out a post, and what it basically said was TSA versus the food Nazi. and you know, I hyped it up a little bit too, because if they got indignant and they didn't want to leave when the cops come, wouldn't it be really poetic justice if if one of those police officers just come back from Cancun and had his wife and kids fondled by those people?
That's exactly right. And what I love about this story, Tom, is it is we, the little people, holding the other little people personally responsible for taking these jobs.
Well, you know what? I had a supervisor. I used to work for the city in New York, and he was giving me a real hard way to go. And I had a life outside my job. And I was a Merchants Association, a vice president of a New York Tavern Owners Society. And this guy came in with his family one day to a restaurant that I was sitting in the back of it, right?
Yeah.
I just told the waiter, I said, you don't have a table for him, right?
Yeah.
He says, yes, sir, no problem. He said, sir, we don't have a table for you. And he looked up and he saw me, right? And then I said, I got out my cell phone, I got in my car, and I watched him go to another restaurant. When he went into the restaurant, I called the restaurant, and I said, you don't have a table for this guy, right? I followed him around. Then I finally went up to him, and I said, listen, you're not really that bright. I'm going to explain this to you. This is Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. It starts at 62nd Street. It goes to 106th Street. On 1st Avenue, 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue, and up to 5th Avenue, right? You will not find a restaurant that will seat you. This is my area. Now, you go back to Staten Island where you belong. When I went to work on Monday, he said, you let me bring that, you embarrassed me in front of my family. I said, well, you know what? You embarrassed me in front of my family. I bring that anger home every night. How do you like me now?
See, and this is the thing. These people, these tyrants, are easily intimidated. If legislators could no longer get a table at a restaurant in their district because they voted for a bill that expanded the size of government, increased fees and service fees for government services and all these other things, they would have a change of heart real fast.
Well, you know, guys, I had a pretty good time growing up, and my dad had a factory, and we were doing real good and everything, and no legislative changes had come up. So I'm sitting in this restaurant in Brooklyn, and I sent over a bottle of Perrier water to a congressman, right?
Yeah.
So he looks at me, he says hello, thank you, and a little confused, and then I walked up to him before we left, and I says, hello, Congressman. I shook his hand, and I said, you know, that would have been a bottle of Cristal champagne, but since your legislation closed my father's factory, we don't have the kind of money we used to have. Have a great day. And I walked away. That guy's day was completely ruined. We don't have to make these people comfortable. You understand?
That's
if
right.
You're going to play games with my life and cheapen the quality of my life, you don't have to be comfortable about it.
Actually, Tom, they should be very, very leery in a constant fashion.
You know what? They better be real careful because they haven't outlawed the purchase of a rope yet.
Yeah, I like you. I like the fact that you're pointing out these people are eroding the quality of our lives. And I tell that to my kids when they're obnoxious or whiny. I'll say, I'm not talking to you. You're eroding the quality of my life. And these legislators, you know, and even the guys that are my friends. Jenny, I thought we were friends. We are friends, but this legislation is an enemy to liberty, and therefore it's an enemy to me. And you guys are out of line. Liberty is a serious thing, and you're exactly right, Tom. We need to stop making
them
comfortable.
There's no difference between these legislators and an oven stuffer as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, I take my life very personally. You know, it's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. It's just business. Well, you know what? I can make just business out of killing people like you.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. They have got no idea of the fragility of life and the
Tom, we got to cut away to
pays,
a break.
Hang
on, Tom. I think your sentiments are spot on. We got to cut away to a break. This is Freedom Frenzy.
Okay,
back in a moment. Y'all stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, comrades, we're back. And as promised, we have Mrs. Linda Runyon with us today. And many of you in the e-blast I sent out yesterday, I told you that not only is Linda an author, she's an artist, she's a registered nurse, and apparently she's one heck of a forager, and she's done it for quite some time. Linda, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about your very special life?
Oh, it's really hard to put in a little nutshell at this point. 13 seems to be my lucky number. I've been married twice, 13 years apiece.
You put your second husband on notice?
My second husband is in the woods, and he's never left. He is still in the log cabin. We talk about every 2 days. And, I don't even know where to begin. I went into the woods in around 70 with him and my 5-year-old son, and, it was a real survival thing. I mean, we had no idea, absolutely no idea what we were in for. There was 10 feet of snow on the ground type thing. And we homesteaded in there in Louis Lake first and moved to a great big farmhouse in Abenaki and lived there for a couple of years. We lived 6 years on Cedar River Road down in an old logging camp.
Now, this is in the Adirondack Mountains, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is where I got all the material for everything that I'm writing now, because coming out of the woods, I mean, in between all this, I have had 3 children, wonderful kids, and I could go on forever. Family first with me, always. So this is really what has happened. I've moved from the Adirondacks to Phoenix, Arizona, and I lived there for 13 years. And took
with
care
you
of
another husband, I take
for,
it.
Beg pardon? No, I was by myself out there.
Oh, okay.
No, we had separated, yeah. And as I say, the story is long and long, like everybody's story. But I still had all those skills. I was still in the woods out there in my mm-hmm. mind. So I hit the 110, and it was quite a shock, foraging and learning all about, you know, putting on your sunburn and your hat and your long sleeves and all that. So I say survival is... to each of us about the same, whether you're in intense cold or intense heat, you're surviving inside yourself. You have mm-hmm. to do whatever you have to do. Yeah. And food to me is your basic. And food to me was my first way of reaching myself. And this is how I started foraging. And it just was natural for me to go onto the desert and start the same kind of thing. So, well, my material is worldwide because it covers every country. And the plants themselves, I spent quite a long time with the Biospherians up in Tucson, the city under glass, and really enjoyed consulting with them about the weeds. The weeds are wild food, and wild food are the weeds. And it turned into quite a scientific thing with me. To figure out the plants that are now on our website, of course, and everything, in books and DVDs. And these plants are in every country of the world, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And Ginny, they're everywhere. Literally speaking, we are walking on our food. Every time I see newsreels, I see nothing but food. The true forager always is looking at the ground, always looking at the surroundings of someone. And it's a safety factor. It's a way to lessen fear. It's a way to make it real. I think that we are getting... Actually, when I went in the woods, my first husband and I had seen 2001. And, you know, he was IBM executive. And we left. We left a nursing career and went in to learn how to trust ourselves. We felt that technology was disconnecting us from our planet. And I believe I've almost proved that out in my own life here.
You say this learning process actually began during your stay in the Adirondacks.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that was a matter of choice, that you went into the woods,
yeah.
As you say.
Yeah, my parents had a big camp up there, and at one time, and I was sort of raised in that camp,
mm-hmm.
and I always felt that that was like the real world, the sound of the water lapping and the grass, and I started eating grass when I was very young, and my mother always yelled at me, get those things out of your mouth, and the more she did that, the more it reinforced me. And I learned those plants when I was 2 years old.
You were a rebellious sort, I take it.
Oh, yeah. And I still am.
And those are the only ones that are going to make it, frankly, are the rebellious ones.
So did this learning process, was it something that you did on your own on a trial and error basis, or did you have some outside assistance?
Just the IBM executive husband. Who knew nothing whatsoever about camping. I knew a lot more than he did at the time, and now, of course, he's remained, and I've come out. And I've come out, I'll be honest with you, I'm a overachiever, whatever you want to call it, and I started the Wild Food Company, and it is just, I have to continue. I mean, I've just finished two books in the last year, and watch our website, because they'll be coming out.
Tell us the names of your books, and tell us the name of your website.
Oh, it's ofthefield.com, and just ofthefield.com, and on it will be everything I've written. The Essential Wild Food Survival Guide is the most important book, I think, for people. And Survival Acre is the one that I wrote when I came out of the woods, but that was back in 82. It was a good little field guide for many years, and I still have it, you know, on there. And we have a coloring book for kids, and we have homestead memories of bears, stories, and stuff like that. And I think that the DVD for someone, the 3 hours of instruction, is about all one needs, between that and the book and the and maybe the deck of cards. We have a deck of cards. I have a deck of cards I was asked to do from a Vietnam War vet. And he came in to the Runyon Institute. They had started back in Warrensburg, New York. And he came in on crutches one day after the war, and he said, if you do anything, he said, do a deck of cards that we can see our food immediately. And I worked on that for a while, and I had help along the way because I had no money, seriously. And I put the deck of cards out with the DVD and the field guide, and I call it the Wild Food Knowledge Pack. The person who's really serious, should go on the website of thefield.com, and they should look at the Wild Food Knowledge Pack, because the book has things like nutritional value and a half a cup. I mean, Jenny, you could look at a pine tree and know immediately by the chart in there how many vitamins USDA requirements are in a half a cup of those pine needles. Or dandelion.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
that was one of my questions for you, Linda. I saw some of that nutritional information on your website.
I was
wondering, how in the world did you get all that compiled so that you could put it out there?
I probably put out $200,000 over the years. What could I tell you?
Wow.
I am what you call a missionary. I honestly have spent a lifetime using, of course, any profit that came in by books, but there's very little actually. And we're a small company. There's three of us, my secretary and my son and myself, and we're just working like crazy to keep these books out in front of people, because we feel that. And thank you for letting me come on, because this is a terrific help.
Well, thank you for being
here. Yeah, this is pretty great stuff. So let me ask you, when you hear on the media, you know, the growing, looming food crisis, no one can eat.
Oh,
you know,
boy. Yeah. I mean, it is, there's no need for fear. It makes me so mad. I don't go political, and I don't go, don't talk about politics or religion, but let me tell you something. I don't know what to say. I mean, this is ridiculous. We have enough food within 100 yards of all of us to keep us the rest of our lives. I mean, it's biblical. It's in 26 passages in the Bible. Eat ye the herbs of the field. And I get really serious, because when I see the soldiers walking through poppy fields, okay, I see all the wild food, all the weeds, head high, waist high, that are all the most nutritious food on the planet.
Wow.
And here we are worrying about...
You definitely intrigued me. I'm going to have to buy your books today, because this is awesome.
You start in your backyard. You start with where you are. So if you're in an apartment 30 stories up, start with, like, looking at the sidewalk cracks and around the trees as you walk somewhere. And it's amazing, because you're going to find the same plants. You'll find the weeds that man has done something right here. Jerry, honestly, something really right, because we've tried to get rid of these things for so many years, that 300, 400 years now, I guess. And we've turned this food into something so strong that there's no way we can get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it's
it's interesting, Linda, that you should touch on that. Jenny had a news story, I think, last week about some of the impact that Monsanto and their GMO products are having here on farmland here in Georgia. And she pointed out that there's 10,000 farm acres here in Georgia that have been, and for all practical purposes, not necessarily officially, but for all practical purposes, been declared a disaster area because the land has been taken over by pigweed. And you know that is
the second highest nutrition in the world. Yep. Amaranth and pigweed. Amaranth and pigweed are essentially the same plants. It's just a different species.
Yeah.
Everybody gets all mixed up in the names there, but it is so high in nutrition, the Aztecs would take a stick and go down a old riverbed that was still wet, and they'd poke holes and drop seeds of amaranth in there. They did that to keep their whole civilization alive, that one plant.
Hey, Hey, tell me this. If it's pigweed that has kind of mutated because of the kinds of Roundup, you know, pesticides and so forth, is that harmful to eat that?
Well, okay, there's a whole, you know, I could do an hour just on Kemlon. I mean, it takes a certain length of time for your lawn to go back to where it should be. You first look at the highest area. The highest area will go back quicker. The rain, whatever. You know, there's a black book the government put out that's in every darn agway and every farm, right? Whatever. We used to go in Phoenix all the time, send students down to read it because, well, it's thousands of pages. But I mean, you can look up and it will tell you so many weeks, so many years with thus and so chemicals, you know. I mean, if you want to get really finite, you can change anything. You know,
well,
really
I'm talking
can.
About the Palmer pigweed that has caused these thousands of acres to be abandoned in Georgia. It is kind of a mutated form of pigweed because it's a super weed that has spawned in response to the high level of chemicals. And so even though it's caused genetic mutations within the weed, my curiosity is still safe for human consumption.
Well, that's quite natural, and that's a really good thing. I mean, seriously, it's a natural thing. I am not a botanist, okay, but we all agree that nature will always be 100% perfect, even though it's horrible through our living and civilizations and stuff like that. It'll always be 100% perfect. We have done this, or the nature has done this because of the camelons and because of this and because of that. I never hesitate to eat a plant that has mutated as long as it's not sitting on a patch of land that is being chemlawned. In other words, I never eat out of a cornfield. I never eat out of an orchard. There's rules. In my book, we'll give you all that kind of information.
Okay. I'm looking right now. You've got something on your website called the Whole Enchilada Package. And this is really cool. You've got the Wild Foods and Animals Coloring Book, the Essential Wild Food Survival Guide, Linda Runyon's Masterclass on Wild Food Survival. This is a fabulous kit.
Wait till you see the next two. Well, honestly, I've had more fun trying. You know I'm elderly, right? You must realize that by now. And so
What does elderly mean exactly?
Well, elderly means that I myself feel that if I don't get the information out soon, it'll be too late. That's a good
definition.
Yeah. So, and that's where you feel like you're on a mission. You have to keep it going, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Hey, Linda, in your book, I noticed that you seem to have a special affinity for, in addition to the amaranth, wild clover, pine needles, and even crabgrass.
I remember. I remember Minister in Phoenix. His wife was blind. He may still. I hope he's listening. And this was years ago, though. But I mean, he would come constantly. He mows lawn. And in Phoenix, you know, to have a green crabgrass lawn was a thrill because, you know, it's desert and it's hot and everything dies, but crabgrass is water. Mm-hmm. And he'd mow it, and he was an old postal worker, or one of his kids was, and he'd have a big bag of, like the denim bag, and he'd bring it filled with crabgrass, and he'd give it to me, and I would dry it in boxes and such, which didn't take very long, about 2 or 3 hours out there at 100 degrees. And I would take it and I would put it through Vitamixer. I've just bought another one now. I'm in electricity to try that one out and see what that's like. So we'll talk about it. And anyway, I would make flour and I'd send back with him 2-3 gallons of crabgrass flour. And he'd do this about once a month. And he'd mow it after a rain so the dust was out of it. Very, very wonderful thing to hear his wife, who was blind, was baking with it. It's delicious. I fed it to Kitty Carlisle on To Tell the Truth. They had me on that out in L.A. one time.
Wow.
And she liked the crabgrass muffins the best.
Ginny probably doesn't remember that show, Linda, but I do. Now,
uh-oh.
I only got toilet changed last week, so y'all gotta pace yourselves with me.
Now, have you ever spent any time in the southeastern part of the country?
No, I haven't.
That's a shame, because I was just wondering if you had any recipes that people could employ for kudzu, because we have a bountiful supply of it here.
I've never even tried it. Isn't there some? Yeah. Further I got in this Delaware, I don't know. That's as far down as I've gotten. And as I say, being elderly with the bad knees, you know, I mean, seriously, I'm in a position where I've overdone it, I think, for many old years.
Well, we're going to have to figure out a way to get some kudzu up there for you. I know your agricultural department may not like that, but that's something that we need to look at. We're going to cut away to a break here. We're going to be right back, and when we do come back, we'll have more of Linda Runyon for you. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Linda, I am elated with this interview today because I homeschool six children, and the women of the homeschool community are big on slow food and grinding their own wheat and survival awareness and so on and so forth. And even in the activist community, I was recently down at the Georgia Capitol doing a class, and one of the women in that class kept saying, "Jenny, what are you doing about survival food? What are you doing about storage food?"
And, yeah, there's lots of people doing this. Yeah, I know. I try to get them what they need. And curriculums would help you, right? I mean,
oh, that is, the whole enchilada package is looks like a good start, and I love it that you included this coloring book because kids are the perfect people to quickly absorb this information and go off foraging in the woods.
I mean, I've had 3 or 4 year olds seriously. In the beginning, the coloring book tells you to go so many feet off the beaten path, you know, and type thing, and there's footprints running through the coloring book or whatever. And anyway, make a long story short, I've had 3 and a half year olds skip along and go dirty, 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 and get to the end of 100 feet and stoop down and go clean. And it blew, it just blew me away to realize how behind we are on this subject. We really don't need to add it as just one more thing for the kids to rip through fast, you know. We really need to start with one plan as parents and bring it in the house and start with the handling. I teach a school called COTEF, C-O-T-E-F, Children of the Earth. And what we did was I took the plants and potted them, each one. This leads to one of my books, which is called The Wild Food Identification Book, which will be coming. You know, watch our website, thefield.com. I'm a habitual salesperson here. But watch the website for these new books. But needless to say, you could go, like these kids did, to these pots, and they would sit around in groups of 3 or 4, and they would go over that plant on, we blindfolded them is what we did, and had them go over the plant by smell, feel, touch type thing, and then we take the blindfolds off and have them take the parts that you eat, you know, the raw, and these are all safe plants, like bigweed and lamb's quarters and clover and dandelion and this type of thing. And it was wonderful to see how easily it could be taught. It could be taught. You could spend, seriously, with our stuff, we show you how to, by trowel, to take 6 weeds, let's say, and put them in, edible weeds now, put them in pots. And, you know, you have yourself a teaching tool for your kids. And then have them bring it in the house and cook it up and make a salad and walk it up and do whatever that your family does.
Wow, that's really great. Well, I'm inspired, and I'm definitely going to order this the whole enchilada kit, and I'm definitely going to spread the word, especially amongst my homeschooling friends. This is the perfect gift too for anybody who's wanting to you know, has birthdays or some other such thing within your family or community or church, and you need to get a gift. Getting the Essential Wild Food Survival Guide. If nothing else, ask people to put it on the back of their toilet. They'll read it out of curiosity. And then your feelings about the future with all this talk about food shortages and the helplessness. I mean, it must drive you crazy.
The fear is gone. The fear goes. That's why everybody says, why do you put up with business? And, you know, why do you do this? Why do you do that? I even ran a corporation once. My story goes way back. And, I'm still in my mind the person who, you know, can't wait to get outside to pick my salad. And that's who I will always be, I guess, if I can get the info out, you know. That's the most important thing.
All right. Well, we're going to have to cut away to a break here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Freedom Frenzy. If y'all want to call in and ask Linda some questions, 1-800-313-9443.